ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धर्मज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशाम् एष पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय. दिस् इस् दि सिक्स्थ् केण्टो चाप्टर् थ्री एण्टैटल्ड् यमराज इन्स्ट्रक्ट्स् हिस् मेसेञ्जर्स् एण्ड् टुडे वर् आन् टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 23. नाम उच्चारण माहात्म्यम् हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलः अपि येन एव मृत्युपाशात् अमुच्यत नामोच्चरणमाहात्म्यम् हरे पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोऽपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत नामोच्चरणमाहात्म्यम् हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोऽपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरे पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोऽपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत. नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोऽपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोऽपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरे पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोऽपि येनैव मृत्युपाशाद् अमुच्यत नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोपियेणैव मृत्युपाशालमुच्यत. लेडीज, नामोच्चरणमाहात्म्यम् हरे पश्यत पुत्रका अजामिलोपियेनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत. नामोच्चारणमाहात्म्यम् हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोपियेनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत. नाम of the holy name, उच्चारण of the pronouncing, mahatmyam, the exalted position, harehe, of the supreme lord, pashyata, just see, putrakaha, O my dear servants, who are like my sons, ajamilaha, api, even ajamila, who was considered greatly sinful, yena, by the chanting of which, eva, certainly, mrityupashat, from the ropes of death, amuchita, was delivered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear servants, who are as good as my sons, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamila chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayana, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. Please repeat, my dear servants, who are as good as my sons, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamila chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayana, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. Purport. There is no need to conduct research into the significance of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The history of Ajamila is sufficient proof of the power of the Lord's holy name and the exalted position of a person who chants the holy name incessantly. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva Gatir Anyatha. In this age of Kali, no one can perform all the ritualistic ceremonies for becoming liberated. That is extremely difficult. Therefore, all the Shastras and all the Acharyas have recommended that in this age, one chant the holy name. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for such a wonderful purport. Simple purport. The acharyas don't say anything really about this verse, except for Sridhar Swami, whose commentary Srila Prabhupada virtually paraphrases here. There's no need to conduct research into the significance of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The history of Ajamila is sufficient proof of the power of the Lord's holy name and the exalted position of a person who chants the holy name incessantly. That's coming from Sridhar Swami. Now, I was looking from some other commentaries on this verse. No one says much about it, but the Madhvait Acharya Vijayadvaj Tirtha, whom Srila Prabhupada sometimes quotes as well, he quotes a verse from the Vishnu Sahasranam that of all the dharmas that one can perform, this chanting of the, especially the Vishnu Sahasranam, is the most exalted. This is actually what Bhishma Dev told Yudhishthira Maharaj in the beginning of the Vishnu Sahasranama, before the beginning of those names. He was glorifying the process of chanting, because Yudhishthira Maharaj had asked him, what is the process for attaining the supreme dharma? And this is his answer. So, this is the simple position. Nothing very complicated here. I remember there was a newspaper or a journalist came to visit the temple in Dallas, Texas, many years ago. And he interviewed Tamal Krishna Goswami at that time he was there. And he wrote an article based on what he could glean from that discussion. And his conclusion was actually fully correct. He said that there's really nothing to these people except chanting Hare Krishna. That's all there is. You can waddle in Vedanta philosophy all you like. There's plenty of ritual to keep you busy as well. But basically, it's all just about Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that's all. That's their goal. That's their process. That's what these people do. So he's right. This is, in fact, the essential teaching here. But it's simple for those who are simple, and it's complicated for those who are not entirely honest. We were singing the other night from Bhakti Vinod. He says, Kobe nova dipe shura dhuni tate, gaur nitanda boli nishkapate. He says, when will I chant without any false pretense, without any hypocrisy, without any cheating, nishkapate? When will I be able to chant the names of Gaur Nityananda on the bank of the Ganges in Navadvip as a surrendered soul? It's really not so easy. So although the process is very simple, and simple doesn't always necessarily mean easy, we have the jaundice of illusion. We have this disease that we're suffering from. It's called, well, to quote Devamrita Swami, it's called our God project. Every one of us has our private God project that we keep very carefully concealed within our hearts. And we're working on it 24/7. And this is really what keeps us from this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and attaining perfection thereby, instantly, just as Ajamil did. Mrityupashat means he was sitting in the ropes of the Yamadutas. He was literally, he was being pulled into hell by the agents of Yamaraj, and even from that 11th hour position, he was saved simply because he took advantage of this name of Narayan. Not even knowingly, but somehow or other he chanted this name. Anyone here ever spent a lot of time in a hospital or worked in a hospital or been in the hospital? Yeah, so maybe you know them. My father left this world in about 10 or so years ago. And before he left, he had spinal cancer. That's a particularly hellish way to go, but Krishna saved him from that because he had some piety. He went fairly quickly, but I went to visit him once. And when I was impressed because, not so much because of his position, because he was fairly peaceful, but I was looking at all the patients around him in the ward. He was in one of those places in the ER, at least. They keep everybody in pretty much in one place, and you can see what's going on with everybody. And I witnessed all sorts of material bodies in various stages of psychophysical disintegration. The minds were starting to dysfunction. The bodies were starting to dysfunction. Synapses misfiring, organs breaking down, infections setting in, you name it. There's any number of ways in which you can go. It's really hard, actually, to keep this very fragile conglomerate of so many conditions together such that life can be sustained within it. And when you visit a hospital, sometimes you see. And really the poignant thing is not even so much all the different problems that one could have, but the ways that people react to those problems. That's the really interesting thing. When you're actually faced with the prospect of imminent death at any moment, everybody freaks out. Everyone. My mother had for 20 or 30 years made it known to all of us that if I ever get into a state where they have to keep me alive by some sort of a tube or hooking me up to some sort of machine or some sort of artificial, they call it DNR in nursing circles, do not resuscitate order. This was my mother's preference for many years, until the time actually came when we had to ask her, you know, Mom, the doctor says that you may not ever be able to breathe again, so that means that you maybe have to be hooked up to this machine in order to stay alive. Is that what you want? And when she had to make that decision, she changed her 30-year policy. So we think that we know ourselves, but we don't know ourselves. We really don't know what we want. This is what keeps us transmigrating in material existence from one body to another, from one species to another, from one planet, universe to another. A brahmanda brahmite kona bhogyaban jeev guru krishna kripa pai bhakti lata bij. We are bewildered by death. Every one of us will be bewildered by death unless we cultivate this consciousness of Krishna now while we can. When I was in Seattle, the devotees there made a very intelligent mantra card advertising the temple. It said, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, while you can. Very insightful addition there. So this was what struck me when I saw all these patients in the ward there in various stages of freaking out due to various causes. It really struck me that we have got to have sadhana so much burnt into our chips, so to speak. The sadhana has to be that strong that it can carry us through even when the mind no longer functions, because that also happens. When you lose your intelligence, when you lose your memory, my mother has a memory now of maybe 2 or 3 days. Beyond that, she can't remember anything. So what do you do when that happens? Or when the tongue no longer functions, as Kulashekhar Maharaj was intimating in his stotra Mukunda Mala, the tongue may, or the throat may be choked up with kapha. What does kapha mean? So much mucus. Yeah. Well, some of us are suffering from that right now. It's going around. So all the tests that we can complain about in life, all the abuses that the world can hurl at us, and all the difficulties that we can be put through, they're really nothing, actually, when you think about it, compared to this antima pariksha, the final examination, death. So whatever bhajan we do in this life, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have stated, it'll all be tested at the time of death. So this was a very Upanishadic realization for me, that just how, therefore, should we find throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, he stresses two very simple things again and again and again and again and again and yet again. One, you are not this material body. If we can keep that in focus and remember that, then so many of the difficulties of life, and no one will deny that it's difficult, especially nowadays. All you have to do is read the newspaper or the internet news and see what's going on, and you can see it's getting pretty surreal, actually, this world. It's getting to be like a Salvador Dali painting. So no matter how difficult it gets, if we can remember that we are spiritual identity as infinitesimal spiritual beings, completely apart from both the gross material body and its problems and the subtle material body and its problems, and we can secondly remember who we are in addition to who we're not, because you have to have the positive as well as the negative. Whenever there's a shastra conjunction, there are two halves. To use Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's fancy Latin word, moiti, means two things with which you cannot have the whole without each of them. Like the yin and yang sort of a situation. You can't really have one without the other. So there's the positive and the negative in all shastra conjunctions. And these are called vidhi on the positive side and nishedha on the negative side. So similarly, we don't just cultivate an awareness of who we're not, because that doesn't really give us much to do in the positive realm. So we have to cultivate awareness of who we are as well. And that's where the second thing that Srila Prabhupada constantly repeats throughout these books comes into relevance. Harernama, 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 eva kevalam. Kalau nasti eva nasti eva nasti eva gatiranyatha. How many times throughout Srila Prabhupada's books is this simple formula repeated? I can give you one answer. It's in the very next purport. He just quoted the verse in full in text 23, today's verse. And tomorrow we're going to hear the same thing again, in full, the whole verse and the translation. There are many reasons that Srila Prabhupada does that, but these are two, as far as I can see. One of them is to give us an idea of what it means, mukta bandha, to be freed from the bondage that sows us into this suffering paradigm. And then panam vrajet, we also get some vision as to where we're going. What is our prayojana? What is our goal? And what is the positive alternative? So although this fallen age, this infected, sinful, ugly age of Kali Yuga, it's always, Bilba Mangala Thakur said, it's like a hungry cat. We are encaged in this material body. In Sanskrit and in other languages, we have the word pinjara or panjara, means a cage. And even the Sufis, they compare the soul within the body to be like a bird within a cage. So he says, I'm just like that. I'm a bird within this cage of the body, and there's a hungry cat circling outside, licking its chops, just waiting for me to come out of this cage. So we're like that. So that cat is death, actually. And therefore he says, let me instead take shelter of the cage of your holy name, because this can save me. So this is all implicit, or this is all hinted in the simple verse, Harinam Aiva Kevalam. Harinam is all there is. And yet, when the difficulties come, or when the tests of Maya, or more accurately, the tests of Krishna, come to us, how soon do we think of chanting? One time I remember there was I think it was in Hayagriva Prabhu's book. He said he was discussing sex desire with Srila Prabhupada. And he said, this is such a difficult problem, how to overcome this. And Prabhupada said, it's not very difficult to overcome this problem. You just have to chant Hare Krishna. And so Hayagriva was arguing. He said, well, I'm chanting, and yet still it's a problem. And Prabhupada says, no, you don't chant. He says, when this problem comes, you throw away the japa, you throw away Harinam, and you focus on the problem instead. This is what we do. You see, we look, our first solution is to run towards karma or to jnana. These things are our shelters. So what does it mean to take shelter? This is a shibboleth, or this is a jargon that we find throughout Srila Prabhupada's books. It's actually traditional as well. Sharanam prapatti. Sharanam prapadye means taking shelter. So what does it mean to take shelter unless there's something that you need shelter from? I was in a suffering condition at one point. At one point, we're all in suffering. But my older godbrother Keshava Bharati Maharaj was preaching to me, and he said that there's no meaning to taking shelter unless there's some sort of onslaught. So this material world is full of onslaughts in various ways. Unless it's raining, there's no need for an umbrella. And there's no meaning to the idea of taking shelter unless there's some onslaught of all these material miseries and anxieties and uncertainties, including death. So to take shelter of this Harinam, this is the idea. This is the practical conclusion of the realization of who we aren't and the information about who we are. The practical application is that we next take shelter of the holy name. And especially in this Kali Yuga, it's particularly emphasized. It's always valid, because in any Yuga, any of the 9 processes of devotional service are always valid, but especially in Kali Yuga, this is a recommended one. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Kaler Doshanit He Rajan, yes, Maharaj Parikshit, yes, I know, it's true. This age is like an ocean of so many flaws and so many disadvantages, so many challenges, so much ugliness, so much opposition is there. Naturally, that's written into the agreement. It's part of the schedule of these 4 yugas. This is the winter of the Lord's creation, we might say. So yes, it's like an ocean of flaws, but astihi eko mahadguna. There's one very good quality, which is kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta bandha param vrajet. That is to say that just by doing this Krishna kirtan, especially sankirtan with the devotees, loud, utkirtan, it's called, Krishna utkirtana. When we get together with devotees and perform sankirtana and call out to the Lord for his help, this is a direct appeal. This will take us. This will not only remove all the ugliness, and that's called mukta mantha, but it will also propel us into the spiritual ideal that we seek of transcendental love of Godhead, especially in the wake of the gopis of Vrindavan. If we want that, this is the key. It all happens, everything transpires through the chanting of the holy name. So it really is that simple. For those who can simply accept it. But because we have our kapata, we have our own program, we have our private God project, therefore we have trouble with this. Tamal Krishna Goswami gave a nice lecture. He said, you can try all you want. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings like this in his song Gopinath. He said, you can try all you want. You can spend your entire life cultivating sadhana and doing all the things that you're supposed to do to become Krishna conscious, and you're still not going to get anywhere. It's possible. We hear every morning, at least most mornings, when someone recites from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if someone is infested with these 10 offenses that we naturally commit as a result of our God project, then that person can go on chanting for millions of births and he'll not get the fruit of the chanting. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, you know, all my attempts are useless. They're not working. It's hopeless. So Tsamal Krishna Goswami was also emphasizing like this. You can do everything and still get nowhere. But if someone who is already there wants you to come back to Godhead, then even if you don't endeavor to your full, if you get mercy from that person, somehow or other, then you can still be delivered. So this is really, there's two processes, we can say. One of them adopts a more of a Sankhya approach. That's called sadhana siddha. That is to gradually extricate ourselves from all the, extraneous associations. That's the program in Sankhya and in yoga in general, mechanical process. And that has some value as well. You can be delivered by sadhana siddha. But ultimately, even sadhana siddhi, it depends on kripa, the Lord's mercy. More likely than the Lord's mercy actually is the mercy of the Lord's devotee. So mahajano yena gata sapantha. The real path is to follow the mahajanas. So these are just a few things we can say about this simple verse. Simple but very essential verse. Now most of these verses that we've been reading for the past several verses, they're all very famous off-quoted verses. And so is the next one. Acharyas didn't have much to say about today's verse, but tomorrow's verse is quite a bit. And Srila Prabhupada's purport reflects that. So we can look forward to that. We'll stop now. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Archita Prabhu.
Johns, it's interesting to know that in that list of 12, that in the purport, Prabhupada talks about the four sampradayas. Now, three of the samstapakacharyas are mentioned in the list of 12 mahajans, but the fourth is not. So I'm just wondering if you have some insight as to why not. Lakshmi Devi, in other words, she's one of the samstapakacharyas, Sri Sampradaya, but she's not mentioned in the list of mahajans, whereas Shiva, Brahma, and the Kumaras are. Any idea why not?
You know, sometimes people ask, you people say that there's no meat eating allowed in the Vedas. So where in your Srimad Bhagavatam or where is it in the Vedas that that's explicitly stated? And sometimes we give them the answer, it doesn't need to be stated because people, when these scriptures were first compiled into writing, people were of such character that the question didn't even come into anyone's mind. And by a similar logic, I'll say that all these sampradaya acharyas, they're all worshipping the lotus toenails of Srimati Lakshmi Devi, or especially Srimati Radharani. In fact, the very process of worship itself is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. In the sense, aradhana means Radha. Radha in particular, and this is another thing that you can get at least from Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, possibly also from Nimbarkas and Vallabhas, that the original Lakshmi Devi is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, she's called Jaya Shri. She conquers even Shri. Even Lakshmi Devi is conquered by the wonderful appeal that Srimati Radharani holds in the mind of Lord Krishna. So just as Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan, so Srimati Radharani is the Swayam Lakshmi, we might say. That's one answer as to why she's not mentioned in the list of mahajanas. It's implicit. It's implicitly understood that you have to get the mercy of the feminine energy of the Supreme Lord. Therefore we say, Hare Krishna means Hara. O Hara Devi, please give me mercy for your, give me the mercy of your Krishna. Is that okay? Shachitanoi Prabhu? Microphone is coming.
Thank you, Prabhu. Sometimes while introducing Krishna consciousness, presenting Krishna consciousness to the public, a few people misunderstand this concept.
Turn it towards your face. Sometimes when we're presenting Krishna consciousness to the public, people misunderstand the concept of...
You don't have to, because you were mentioning that you can do so much work, you still don't go nowhere. So they use it and say, yes, you don't have to do all this, whatever you're doing. You just wait for God. When He chooses you, when He wants you, you go back to Him. So it may appear to be contradictory in one sense.
Yeah, there are some religious people who say it's not by works, it's only by faith, for example. There's some truth in that. There is some truth in that. But a person demonstrates where his faith lies by what he does, is it not? If our faith is so strong in Krishna, then why are we putting all of our practical attention elsewhere? We have to also follow Krishna's instructions. Satatam kirtayanto mam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Devotees are always chanting. That's sadhana. The devotee may not be depending on the result of sadhana in a mechanical way, the way that the yogis might, or the karmis, or the jnanis, but the sadhana will be there because our sadhya and our sadhana is one and the same thing. That's another thing. In other processes, the aim or the sadhya, it's called lakshya or sadhya, the goal of your work, it's generally different than the means that you have by which to attain it. In karma, that's certainly the case. In jnana, that's also the case to a great extent. In yoga, that's also the case. The means that one adopts to get his goal are different than the goal itself. But in Krishna consciousness, there's no difference. The means and the ends are one and the same. So devotees like to chant the holy name of Krishna. They like to worship Krishna. They like to follow all the processes of sadhana bhakti. And that is the demonstration of their love by which Krishna's mercy is bestowed. It's not a mechanical process because Krishna doesn't have to do it. Rup Goswami has written some beautiful poetry in Sanskrit. He wrote a book called Stavamala. Is it Stavamala? Yeah. So in such works, he concludes in one verse, he says, that here I am, I'm singing about things that even Lord Brahma, Shiva, and Narada cannot attain. And I can preach these things, but I may not be blessed to realize them. You see? So devotees are really, they're depending on the mercy of Krishna, but they want to demonstrate how sincere they are, because here's another thing. Is that Krishna is not so easily satisfied. He's certainly not cheated. Like Govardhan. When you go to Govardhan Hill, no matter how much you feed him, he always wants more. It's not enough. Aniyaor, they say. So this is Krishna's nature. And you can't change that. You can't fight with it. You can't complain about it. There's nothing you can do about it. That's the way he is. So he wants more and more and more and more. So he wants to see some demonstration. If you love me, he's going to test you. Let's see how much. Is that okay? Archita Prabhu.
I'd just like to add that the verse doesn't say that you don't get anywhere. The verse you're alluding to, Bahu Janma Karyari Shavana Kirtan Tabutana Paikashava, it says that if you will not get the love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal. But Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that if you don't complete the path, you'll come back Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe, which is what everybody wants anyway. Everybody wants to be born in an aristocratic family, in a wealthy family. So even if you don't complete the goal, get to the, love of Godhead, you're still going to get a good result. It's not that you don't get anywhere. That's not a fact. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, that's maybe a little too harsh. Thank you. We always get benefit. Benefit is there, but we will not get the benefit that we think we will get, necessarily, if we're actually aiming towards prema. It doesn't come so easily. Okay? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.